Lines Written During the Castle Reach Administration, published by Medwin in the Athenaeum, December the 8th, 1832, reprinted in Poetical Works, 1839. There is a transcript among the Harvard manuscripts and another in the possession of Mr. C.W. Fredrickson of Brooklyn. Corpses are cold and in the tomb. Stones on the pavement are dumb. Abortions are dead in the womb, and their mothers look pale like the death-white shore of Albion free no more. Her sons are as stones in the way. They are masses of senseless clay. They are trodden and move not away. The abortion with which she travelleth is liberty smitten to death. Then trample and dance, thou oppressor, for thy victim is no redresser. Thou art sole lord and possessor of her corpses and clods and abortions. They pave thy path to the grave. Hearest thou the festival din of death and destruction and sin? And wealth crying havoc within. 'Tis the bacchanal triumph that makes the truth dumb, thine epithelium. I marry thy ghastly wife. Let fear and disquiet and strife spread thy couch in the chamber of life. Marry ruin, thou tyrant, and hell be thy guide to the bed of thy bride. Song to the Men of England, published by Mrs. Shelley in Poetical Works, 1839. Men of England, wherefore plough for the lords who lay ye low? Wherefore weave with toil and care the rich robes your tyrants wear? Wherefore feed and clothe and save from the cradle to the grave those ungrateful drones who would drain your sweat, nay, drink your blood? Wherefore, bees of England, forge many a weapon, chain and scourge, that these stingless drones may spoil the forced produce of your toil? Have ye leisure, comfort, calm, shelter, food, love's gentle balm? Or what is it ye buy so dear with your pain and with your fear? The seed ye sow, another reaps. The wealth ye find, another keeps. The robes ye weave, another wears. The arms ye forge, another bears. Sow seed, but let no tyrant reap. Find wealth, let no impostor heap. Weave robes, let not the idle wear. Forge arms in your defence to bear. Shrink to your cellars, holes and cells. In halls ye deck, another dwells. Why shake the chains ye wrought? Ye see the steel ye tempered glance on ye. With plough and spade and hoe and loom, trace your grave and build your tomb, and weave your winding sheet till fair England be your sepulchre. Similes for Two Political Characters of 1819. Published by Medwin, The Athenaeum, August 24th, 1832. Reprinted by Mrs. Shelley in Poetical Works, 1839. As from an ancestral oak, two empty ravens sound their clarion. Yell by yell and croak by croak, when they scent the noonday smoke of fresh human carrion. As two gibbering nightbirds flit from their bowers of deadly yew through the night to frighten it when the moon is in a fit and the stars are none or few, as a shark and dogfish wait, under an Atlantic isle for the Negro ship whose freight is the theme of their debate, wrinkling their red gills the while. Are ye two vultures sick for battle, two scorpions under one wet stone, two bloodless wolves whose dry throats rattle, two crows perched on the muriated cattle, two vipers tangled into one? Fragment. What men gain fairly? What men gain fairly that they should possess, and children may inherit idleness. From him who earns it, this is understood. Private injustice may be general good, but he who gains by base and armoured wrong, or guilty fraud, or base complaisances, may be despoiled, even as a stolen dress is stripped from a convicted thief, and he left in the nakedness of infamy. A New National Anthem, published by Mrs. Shelley, Poetical Works, 1939, second edition. God prosper, speed and save. God raise from England's grave her murdered queen. Pave with swift victory the steps of liberty, whom Britain's own to be a mortal queen. See, she comes throned on high, on swift eternity. God save the Queen. Millions on millions wait, firm, rapid, and elate on her majestic state. God save the Queen. She is thine own pure soul, moulding the mighty whole. God save the Queen. She is thine own deep love, rain down from heaven above, wherever she rest or move. God save our Queen. Wild are her enemies in their own dark disguise. God save our Queen. All earthly things that dare her sacred name to bear, strip them as kings are bare. God save the Queen. Be her eternal throne, built in our hearts alone. God save the Queen. Let the oppressor hold canopy seats of gold. She sits in throne of old, o'er our hearts, Queen. Lips touched by seraphim, breathe out the choral hymn, God save the Queen. Sweet as if angels sang, loud as that trumpet's clang, wakened the world's dead gang, God save the Queen. Sonnet, England in 1819. Published by Mrs. Shelley, Poetical Works, 1839, first edition. An old, mad, blind, despised, and dying king. Princes, the dregs of their dull race, who flow through public scorn, mud from a muddy spring. Rulers, who neither see, nor feel, nor know, but leech-like to their fainting country cling. Till they drop blind in blood without a blow. A people starved and stabbed in the untilled field. An army which liberticide and prey makes as a two-edged sword to all who wield golden and sanguine laws which tempt and slay. Religion Christless, godless, a book sealed, a senate, time's worst statute unrepealed, are graves from which a glorious phantom may burst to illuminate our tempestuous day.